Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ooh, girl, the goss is piping today.
It piping down. We are getting down and dirty with some drag race chitter chatter.
That's right. And the show is a global phenomenon, okay, and success. And I'm just talking about Race Chaser. The machine keeps getting bigger and bigger. I'm just talking about Mom. No, we're talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, of course. Would you sign the contract, and can you afford to go on the show?
And if you can't afford to go on the show, but you do have some extra dollars, maybe donate them to Caitlyn Jenner's political career, which is burgeoning. It is burgeoning and blossoming. No, don't. Okay, well, she's rich. She's got gold medals. Enough's enough. She can do it on her own.
Plus, we're joined by Julie Klausner for a hilarious tip spot.
Yes, and we are sure you've heard it everywhere by now, but we just love all of our little babies. First, it's Shay, and now we got a new little redheaded stepchild. Her name is Jinx, and she's on the new show on the Mom Network.
That's right. So do yourself a favor. Go listen to Hi Jinx with our... Hi Jinx with our sister Jinx Monsoon.
Thank you, God, for all this pod. Let the show begin.
Let's do it.
Forever Dog.
Woo! Are you bitches ready to rock and roll?
Woo. I really wanted reggae.
Oh my gosh, I hope I get reggae.
Ooh, can you give me that pump right there?
I love that beat. Ooh, I love that beat so much. I just hope I really get reggae. I'm gonna go ahead and choose reggae. I just love that, you know, I love that type of music or whatever. Okay, welcome back for another steaming
piping,
scalding serving of hot goss. This is our weekly chat show, award-winning weekly chat show, where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's go ahead and get into some hot gossica. Hot gossica Simpson.
I can let my head down. I can say anything nonsensical. I do not check my facts before I talk about drag race. I'm gonna podcast forever. And now there's one with Jinx Monsoon.
Did you hear about our new box?
Seasons together.
Willem, will you move the mic even further? I think this room is more echoey, and so you're just loud.
Gosh, I hope these cultural references are not too obscure.
And then just make sure the green light is facing you, and then we'll be good.
The green light means go, and she's on me.
Okay, perfect.
Honey, you know, say what you will about Willem, but when the red light comes on, she delivers. She just does. Mm-hmm. She delivers.
And sometimes it's DiGiorno. Flat and bland. With some red stuff coming out of it.
Hot and ready. Pizza.
Fuck. We have a new crown sister. A new Shijin. A Shijin of Shister.
Seasons of Divas. It's been one whole week since Simone was crowned the season 13 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Congratulations, you're number one.
I mean, actually, and this super viral picture of her sitting in the chair with the McDonald's, with the scepter, with the crown. And you, I think that's the wig you walked into the workroom in on season 4, isn't it?
Fuck you, check your facts, bitch.
Why start now?
Right?
Why would we start now?
It is nice to see that she has a crown, and that same little bitty Q-tip scepter. Real cute. Didn't want to give her anything too heavy. You know, she's just model.
Well, I guess it's more convenient.
And maybe, I mean, for it's a girl like, on the go.
Right. Maybe it's like cell phones, you know, they've gotten smaller over the years. And so scepters just for... As technology evolves, mm-hmm. scepters get smaller.
Bitch, if they put a Wi-Fi router in that scepter, that would be a real gift.
Or, it's one of those chargers you just have to set your phone on and it charges up.
That'd be amazing. Or a tile on the crown in case she loses it like Sharon did.
Oh, very smart. Violet Trauchke might steal it and take pictures in it. You never can be too sure. Can we talk about the crown, though? That's a crown is... Come on, that's sickening. That crown is mm-hmm. sickening.
That is no season 3 Raja crown by any means.
Hey, we need a crown. Can you run to 7-Eleven and see if they have see what they have in the tiaras?
No, Santi Alley was out. See if any of your like moms or boyfriends ever did drag and if they have a tiara laying around. Yeah, just use that.
I just love it. Congratulations to Simone. A well-deserved victory for an iconic, inspirational human being. Like, such a lovely light and so good at drag and so amazing. And I'm, you know, I'm honored that she is our queen.
Los Angeles takes the crown.
All right, yes.
West Coast, honey, we did it.
You know, sometimes the girls on All Stars take the crown back to LA, but it's been a few years since on the first run season.
It has been, hasn't it? I mean, was Raja the last LA winner from a first cycle season?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal, and we love it, and we love to see it.
Yeah. Maybe your crown could get together with her crown and have a crown date.
Yeah, they could.
Just crown chat.
Yeah.
I just talk about crown chat things.
Baby, give me crown chat.
I still need you to do this look with the updo with the scepter running straight through it like a bow and arrow.
Updo.
Mm-hmm. Very pebbles. Very yeah. pebbles Flintstone. Type
yeah,
of tease.
Very that. Can we talk about...
Don't, whatever you do, don't try to get gum out of your hair with a bone. It only makes things worse.
Was that The Martian?
No, it's Sideshow Mel from The Simpsons.
Sideshow Mel?
Sideshow Mel is the one with a bone in his hair.
Oh, that's Sideshow Bob's friend.
Yeah. The other side.
I was just watching The Simpsons and they had a water park in what used to be a museum. And like on all the little things in the back in the control room that Bart broke into, like one thing said body hair monitor, urine levels. Or this like indoor water park. It was another said band-aid filter. Cause you know how there's always like a band-aid or two in the pool.
There's a few growing floaters.
Up in the public pool. Honey, yeah. Let me tell you.
Definitely.
It was a great episode of The Simpsons. But this is going to be a great episode of Hot Goss, too, because we're going to talk about a lot of things, including the season 14 Drag Race contract, which has been swirling around the internets lately. So much so yes. that I put it on the beatdown. It'll be on an episode soon. But Bussy Queen went in. I don't know if this was from his own application that he got this contract, but he somehow got his hands on it. And getting your hands on this contract is one of the harder things to do in general, because you first have to apply and then they have to see it fit for you to be a possible contestant and send you this contract.
Mm-hmm. But so it's public information. Happened. It's not, you know, I mean, it all you have to do is apply and then they send it to you.
And oh, really? I thought
it's the second step of the application process.
Do they send it to everybody that applies or just the people that they want to send it to?
The good ones. Are you mad because you didn't get one or...
Honey,
listen, try again next year, baby.
Baby, they asked me for my tape. You had to send in yours 5 times, darling.
Honestly, shall we? Honestly, your video was so good and a lot of people loved it. It just didn't work out this season, but we really, really hope that you'll apply again next year.
I went straight to producers. You pre-read 5 times.
Yours was offer only. No, that's literally, I saved the voicemail. I have it somewhere. I saved the voicemail of when Jacob from World of Wonder called me and gave me my rejection voicemail, which is something they used to do. But he was very nice, but it was, and honestly, you were a lot of people's favorite, but it just didn't work out this year. Okay,
you should put it in a mix.
I did. I had it in a mix. It was in one of my very first drag mixes. And now, you know, I've switched computers 35 times. I don't know. It might be out there somewhere. Alaska fans, I know you can find it.
There is some information that has changed since our single-digit seasons. Without getting into specifics, the contract is really overreaching. They have a full slate of exclusivity for time frames, non-disclosure agreements, and right of first refusal on any project that you do for years after your last episode airs. The show and the producers get a cut of everything, music, YouTube, whatever. Even if your YouTube is already up, they get a cut of it now. They're your manager. And if you want another agent or another manager, they get to approve it or say no because you just gave them the right to by signing the contract. I've read a lot of comments on things on Twitter and people are like, well, they signed a contract, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, it's one of those things where you pick the lesser of two evils. What's worse, obscurity or a 4-year chokehold contract?
Well, and I mean...
Or you find your way around it and do something else, you know?
Well, that's the tea. And... You know, I think this is an interesting and an important conversation to have because when I applied for Drag Race and I finally got accepted, do you think I was going through the contract with a fine tooth comb? No, I was not.
No, you've never even gone through your wigs with a fine tooth comb.
Oh my God. Hate it, bitch.
Even a wide tooth comb, bitch.
I said, baby, whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. I'm your Rue girl tonight. And I just, because I understand that like a lot of, like most drag queens would cut off their left arm for a chance to be on Drag Race because it is the Olympics of drag. It's a big deal. It changes your whole ass life. So like, do I suggest to young queens out there, no, don't apply. The contract is too strict. It's like, no, it's going to change your life and you should do it. But having these conversations is important because this is sort of shedding light on this is sort of how maybe the conversation can get a little bit more like flexibility with these contracts. Cause I think it hurts the young artist.
It definitely does hurt the young artist. And I feel like the only way that it could ever change is if someone sues them or if nobody applies for the next season and we're just like, no, fix your contract, bitch. You know?
Right.
Because it really is unfair to do that. No, like the reality TV isn't under a union jurisdiction because it is like no man's land. When Top Model fired all those writers years ago, it's because they didn't want to pay them writer salaries and just call them producers. It's the same reason reality TV is so cheap to produce whenever there's an actor strike, because they don't pay people well.
Right.
Point blank. Reality TV is way cheaper than scripted stuff. But you know what? I'm just reporting on it. I don't have to deal with it anymore. And I'm glad about that. What do you think about how much you spent on Drag Race first season versus Drag Race All Stars for you?
Was it monumentally
different? Did Hefty come out with different technology for their scent guard?
Force Flex.
Flex size?
Force Flex changed the game when it comes to garbage bags.
That's basically four-way stretch.
There's a... you bet. Power mesh. It's the power mesh of bin bags. Bin liners. There's an article that came out on Vice, and it's called The High Cost of RuPaul's Drag Race or something like that. But a lot of the queens are interviewed for it, and they talk about how much they spent to go into Drag Race. They do a little bit of calculus and calculating and sort of figure out that it really, you'd have to spend $20,000 to $40,000 to go on Drag Race nowadays, to go on All Stars, something like that. This is, it's wild to me because, you know, because I spent like $300, like $800 on my first season, but it's changed so much.
I can tell you what I just spent on All Stars, because I mean, I haven't told anybody yet other than you guys, but everybody has always asked me to go on All Stars. And obviously that's not in my control. So I wanted to give the fans what they wanted and show them what they wanted to see, which is what I would do if I was on All Stars. So before I left for London yesterday, I shot all of my looks the week prior for all of the runways for RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. So you're going to see all my looks, and I spent less than $2,000. So you're going to get what you want. And my looks are going to slay, because I was doing stuff that they would have never let me do on the runway too. So good luck, girls.
All right, divas. It's Willem's All Stars.
Honey, who do you think started using Howie and Zach first? Okay. I know where all the good resources are.
Can I be one of your guest judges and give witty quips about your
Yeah, I want you to film an Anna Wintour runway thing where you're just, am I spilling the tea? No, because I'm drinking juice.
Okay, she got that good old airport juice, honey, because she just landed in London, honey.
Oh, you should have seen me shopping at the airport, because I was like, if they're putting me in quarantine for 5 days, I'm buying everything at the airport.
Honey, yes. What, Heather Heathrow, why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back.
Our rainbow spotlight of the week is something that, two things that everybody loves, a drag queen and a drag queen from New Jersey. Her name is Lux Noir London, and this song is called Round and Around, and we like it, so we hope you like it too.
Walking to the party and I'm feeling like I'm ready to go. The lights are flashing real bright, red, white, yellow, green, indigo. The vibrations of the music get my body grooving. I can feel tonight's gonna be a good night, baby. I already know. Already know. Round and around, we're gonna move to the sound. Get up and get down and drop it low to the ground. Bass hitting our hearts, we're feeling it from the start. Don't want to depart, so we gon' stop, then restart. Round and around, we're gonna move to the sound. Get up and get down and drop it low to the
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts, and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Mommy,
can you put on the new podcast, Mom?
Mommy.
We're so excited to welcome into the Mom family, our dear sister Jinx Monsoon, with a new podcast entitled
Hi, Jinx.
Oh my God, I listened to this podcast and wow, my ears just sang. They sang like Jinx Monsoon
in a dressing room.
Basically, it was wonderful.
Life is a cabaret.
Wait, now do it with your teeth out.
Literally, my favorite thing is sharing a dressing room with Jinx Monsoon, and I cannot wait to do it again so we can annoy the fuck out of everyone else on the tour.
It's my favorite thing to share a dressing room with her, too, until she needs to get dressed, and I already have my nails on, and she tries to make me, it's called pig her up. When that's what she calls it, her and Kenny.
Pig me in.
Yeah, they got to pig her into her corset, she says. But honestly, she's lost a bunch of weight now, too. So maybe it's just like a slim porkin and not, or like a pork cracklin, not a piggin. But it's so much fun sharing a dressing room with her. She's got so many great interviews coming up. The first one was Joel Kim Booster. And I love that. But she's talking to Bianca Del Rio, Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
I'm intrigued. The podcast is really good. I listened to the first one with Joel and really, really funny, really insightful. And we love you, Jinx. And we just want to welcome you to the family.
Welcome to Mom.
Now, did you watch the Oscars?
No, I did not. At all. Did you?
Yeah.
I feel like they happened right down the street from my house, too.
Oh, really? I turned it on for a few minutes and I was like, well, I'm going to turn on America's Next Top Model. But of course, we saw the highlights. That's how it works now. We don't need to watch the telecast because we see everything we need to see after the fact. I like Halle Berry's hair. Everybody can shut the fuck up who's trying to read Halle Berry for this chippy chop bang piece moment, because I think she looked sickening.
Honestly, I'm not mad at the hair. It's a woman's right to try whatever she wants to do with her hair, and I'm not here to comment on it unless it's a wig that I can take off and hide from my sister when she looks bad in it so she won't wear it anymore. And have I done that? Yes.
Okay.
But Halle's hair was fine, or Halle's hair, however you say it.
Halle? Has it Halle Berry, arguably one of the most famous actors on the planet?
Well, girl, Holly, Rihanna.
Or whatever her name is. She's a nice
Rihanna,
girl.
Rihanna.
She's a nice girl. I've heard of, I haven't heard of her, but I wish her all the best.
I mean, I saw her at the callbacks for Monsters Ball, but like, we didn't talk in the room. I saw her name on the sign out. I nodded.
Right, yeah.
Briskly.
What about some of the fashions?
Fashion. Oh, Regina King's dress. Regina King's dress. She looked like a robot in it, but like, I liked it.
I love a sexy robot moment. I thought she looked so beautiful.
It was cool. Sorry, go ahead.
No, what is the name of the young woman from Promising Young Woman?
Oh, Carey Mulligan.
She had on it was like the goldenrod yellow, like huge skirt. That. Carrie, if you're listening, I'm sure she's a friend of the pod. Carrie, could you just send that over to my house? I know you're not going to wear it again. I know for a fact.
Yeah, upcycle.
Let's upcycle. I think we're probably the same size exactly, in every dimension. So just send it over.
Yeah, just scoot it over. Messenger it.
Yeah.
Bike
messenger. Bike messenger riding through LA wearing it.
I'd like to note that the winner for Best Director was only the fifth woman to be nominated for this award.
Wow.
And the first woman who wasn't white to be nominated for this award, and she won. I think it's a big step that the Oscars are finally nominating people that aren't white, and people are winning who aren't.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's Mage.
Mage.
And
there's women running for office in California now too. We'll hit that in our next segment, which is entitled
"Let's Get Political."
I wanna get political. Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor.
Yes, there's a recall led by the Republicans, for the election of Gavin Newsom, who's our governor now, I think. Caitlyn Jenner announced her plans to run for governor of California. And running as a Republican, she's already enlisted several former Trump campaign officials, including campaign manager Brad Parscale and pollster Tony Fabrizio, to help her with her campaign. After her announcement last week, Equality California and LGBTQ advocacy group stated, "Make no mistake, we can't wait to elect a trans governor of California." But Caitlyn Jenner spent years telling the LGBTQ plus community to trust Donald Trump. We saw how that turned out. Now she wants us to trust her. Hard pass. This is
okay,
crazy.
Okay. So I'm reading here. Okay. First of all, Caitlyn Jenner is a Republican, so I'm not gonna vote for her anyway, but here's some more reasons. Not only has Jenner never held elective office, she has barely even voted. Records show she only voted 9 times out of 26 statewide elections since 2000. In addition, the website announcing her candidacy has no policy positions, no substance, only shop for Caitlyn for California branded merchandise and donate buttons. Well, we love merch. I can't be mad about that.
I think Bible Girl's doing her merch. Or My Best Judy, one of the two.
DQM, toots.
Yeah. Her candidacy is just another example of celebrity over experience in the world of politics. I mean, at least Schwarzenegger was fucking a Kennedy, you know, before he was governor. He had that Shriver Schlitz going. I think that this is crazy. Mostly because, like, it's like someone trying to open a restaurant after they just learned how to use a microwave.
Yeah.
Like, she shouldn't be governor.
Well, yeah, it's not. And, you know, I mean, California has been the place where sort of people have come from, like, the Hollywood milieu and made the leap into politics. Sonny Bono, Reagan. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right, Reagan. So, like, this is the place to do it. But
Gabrielle,
like,
Carteris, she's but like, the SAG president.
But like, why you gotta be a Republican about it? Like, don't, like, it's not, like, don't do all that. Mama, no, don't do all that. Don't do all that.
Honestly, and everybody out there is allowed to have an opinion, But the big takeaway here is there's a lot of people being self-centered and misguided about like the whole like, oh, I don't like her. And it's coming across transphobic. They're misgendering and everything. There's plenty of ways not to like a person without bringing their gender identity into it. Even though Caitlyn is lovely, I had a great time when I hung out with her. I don't know if she'd be getting my vote right now.
No.
Depending on what she wears. Let me see what she wears, and then I'll decide who I'm voting for. Okay? Because I can't be rash about these decisions. I just can't.
Right. I do have a rash, and and I have to make some decisions about it. Let's keep it not transphobic in our discourse about this. I think that's the right thing to do.
Me too.
Why don't we go take a break?
Yeah, it's the right time for that too.
Yeah, I think it's the nighttime is the right time. Break on that.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store, whether you sell physical, digital, or service products. Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag. to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Spot, and the theme is red and wild.
Oh, well, there's your theme, red and wild.
Red and wild. Careful, not too close to the stage, because you may get all burned by the beauty.
The deep beauty. You know what? Every now and then we do enjoy having, we allow sharing the stage with young up-and-comer drag performers.
Various luminaries.
We aren't able to pay the girls, but they are paid in exposure. And
two well-drink tickets.
Andre will get you your drink tickets. Oh, he hasn't been through? Well, he will, I promise.
Those are non-transferable also. Only on Wednesday night.
Please welcome, at this time, our tip spot this week, the one and only, the creator of Difficult People. Diva. The one and only Julie Klausner is here.
Hi, Alessa. Hi, Willem. Hi, Dipper. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so happy to have you.
It goes without saying, I'm huge fans of of the show and of you and of I almost said life itself, but that's not true.
that's a lie.
The test has determined that was a lie.
Yes. So.
It's so nice to have a sister pod on our podcast, because we all belong to the dog of forever.
The forever dog, which I understand is picking up where Nexium left off.
Oh, yes. Yes. I got branded. I like the placement of it.
Alaska, you've always been good at branding.
This is the branding challenge, darling. It's all about branding. Wow, you're so hilarious, and you have a very funny podcast on the Forever Dog Network called Double Threat.
Yes, indeed, I do. I'm a menacing sort.
Double Threat was one of the most fun pods I ever did, because we got to give like schlub advice to people to improve their dating life, and I really feel like we helped him probably. And,
no
like,
question.
Exposed him to like what people actually want to see, not like his fucking Harry Potter masturbation collection or whatever, you know?
I think we did a mitzvah, and Willem showed up wearing this like ski mask with like, it was like a pink ski mask with chains over the teeth, sort of. Like, okay.
It was my mother's. Legacy garment.
Fabulous.
Did you watch season 13 of Drag Race?
You bet I did. Even though I feel like it started before the quarantine. It was so damn long.
A little, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. A little bit.
A little bit long.
She was like Aja's dick. Very long, but we enjoy it.
Were you pulling for anybody specific?
It was one of those things where I watched the first episode and I said, I know the winner. And it was just one of those things where I was right, but it took so much longer to do something that could have taken 10 minutes. I could have told you right now, Simone is the winner. But what a journey, I suppose. And I'm glad that she won. I know that you two are fans of all of the top four.
Yeah, yes. I'm just glad LA took the crown again. You know, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the LA girls get thrown off first or like disqualified, trash.
Sometimes we come home with an all-stars crown, but you know,
they brought Morgan
crown
Hall back
is a crown.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
when they don't give you a crown when you win, like Simone this year, they gave her a little,
they didn't.
No, they gave her a scepter. They did not have the crown on site.
It wasn't, are you serious?
It wasn't, yeah, on it. Site for the shooting of the episode, but she does have a crown, and she's been wearing it on social media. So she was given a crown. It just wasn't on the show on the day. And
that
Willem's
seems
really
like one
mad.
Of those, yeah, things you would have checked twice if you were a prop person. But that's just me.
Well, you've never worked with World of Wonder. Have you ever seen any of the top four live? Candy and Rosé live in New York, where you are.
I've seen Tina live on Fire Island, but
I'm so sorry that you had to go through that.
No, I'm just kidding.
You can see Tina from Fire Island if you're in Manhattan. The bitch is so big and burning.
She's burning up.
I love Tina Burner. Like, I love her. I loved her before. And watching the show, you really get to know someone over so many weeks. And I like her even more now because of the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So funny, so lovable.
Did you have any favorite challenges this season? Why haven't you been a judge, too?
Why haven't I been a judge, Alaska?
Well, you know what? I'm going to text Rue right now, and we're going to find out. We're going to get to
the Alaska literally just used her wrist, just banged on the table twice. I'm supposed to believe that that was texting.
This is me texting.
Yeah, I'm texting.
Can you hear? Can you hear it? I'm texting.
Ooh, slurp a little, or Rue won't know it's you.
Oh, my goodness. I enjoyed, I just loved Simone's fashions. I thought her looks were just so much more than eye candy. They had meaning. They had art to them. There was such a bold celebration of Blackness and culture in addition to, you know, it was more than fashion. It was meaning. It was it was just so elevated. And every time she came out, I was just so excited to see what she was going to do as an artist, which I know sounds corny, but I just was really, really blown away by her personality, her creativity. She's a star.
Yeah, 111%.
Every time it was like working on so many multiple levels. It was like sickening to look at, but then you got into the details and the artistry of it, and then the meaning, and then the references, like really an event every single fucking time.
I thought she was a bit robbed for a Match Game. I thought she was so funny on, I'm sorry, Snatch Game. I thought she was a bit robbed for Snatch Game.
Yeah, Snatch Game was a tight one. I thought it was either it's just like the whole season. I thought it was either Gottmik or Simone the whole time.
Yeah.
I have a question. As a noted writer and creator of shows, did you have any thoughts on the skits and the scats and the little things that the girls did?
I think Gottmik is playing. I think she's playing. I think she doth protest too much when she was like, "I didn't know I was funny." Like, come on, bitch. Like, Yeah, and I didn't know I liked pasta. Then I saw a photo of myself. Come on. Of course you know that you're funny. Gottmik is so, she knows how great she is. And the idea of her being self-deprecating, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she's insincere. She's part of her charm. But of course she knew she was funny. Come on.
So funny to stand up there and deliver a roast like that, hit for hit. No, it was a very good moment for Gottmik, definitely. And sometimes when you're on the show, it serves you to downplay your strengths. I can't dance. I just don't know how to do it. And then you go and then you do great. That plays better on TV than being like, I'm fierce. I get floated around the world to do Lady Gaga impersonating. I do. I'm well known.
I have to say, at a certain point, they were stretching it out to the extent where it was like RuPaul was robbing a bank and we were in the getaway car and we had to like circle the block at a certain point.
Dog day afternoon, bitch.
It was a dog day afternoon. And I remember that there were two sort of fake cliffhangers where it's like, you're the top four. You're still the top four. Here we go. And the top four. And I remember at one point she said something like, you are severely talented. And that was a new adverb for me. And I said, let's wrap this up. Severe. That's like saying you're having a severe allergic reaction.
Well, we got more Drag Race coming down the pike. What is the next country you'd like to see Drag Race in? We got Canada, we got Australia, we got England, we got
España.
Oh, I can't wait for I can't wait for Down Under.
Yeah. It's going to be major. Oh my gosh. Marsupial pouches will be just a whole runway theme.
I wonder how much Muriel's Wedding we will be permitted. Like how much porpoise spit and how much porpoise swallow?
Yes.
Damn. Oh, look at
that. That's a hard-working producer right over there.
There it is.
We keep him caged in case we see any tuna in the water with him. We like to rally him up.
I have to say, in all seriousness, I hate to be too sincere, but I think, Alaska, you've done so much to just sort of dispel the ugliness around like vagina phobia that has sort of been like, you know, just one of the uglier remnants of something in the community that I just really appreciate as a vagina haver. Like, there's just always been a reluctance on your part to kind of go with the status quo bullying of like yucky pussies. And I must say, both of you are just so funny and irreverent, and you're the future. You're what drag was always exciting to me about. It was punk and weird and cool and funny, and I'm done with my compliments now, but my pussy thanks you.
Well, thank you, and I thank you for having a vagina, so thank you.
Alaska, play the vagina song. There is actually a hit called The Vagina Song from 2009. It is a little offensive to the vagine, but it also celebrates it in many ways.
Well, that's where you have to develop a thick callus.
If they want a thick callus, I just tell them to fuck my elbow. Same thing. Because there's a skin tag in there, too.
You got to cut those tags off the garment, Willem. You got to cut the tags off. You're not going to return them at this point. It's too late.
Honey, I am layaway. Put me on the bed and take it away.
Last time I saw you, we were talking about UK, and you didn't want Lawrence to win because you said something so mean.
I know I did, and he won, so it doesn't matter.
Do you check your comments? Do you look at your, to what extent do you, okay. All right, but you're aware if someone tell you like there's beef or there's something brewing, like, or you just above it all, or.
Yeah, I have someone that tells me like you should put some eyes on this.
Okay.
Sometimes if something's bad, but other than that, I try to stay above the fray and concentrate on the people that like celebrate me and the people on my, like I read all the comments on my Patreon because those are the people that are literally like climbing that paywall pussy and getting up in it and
they're
love
paying
it.
Your rent. What is that? You pay them mine because they're paying your rent. Yeah. They wouldn't, they literally paid admission. So why wouldn't you listen to the audience? I mean, they're there. Right.
So those
are
the comments I read. And of course the comments from my Forever Dog superiors. I listen to them.
Superiors. Yes, daddy. Forever daddy.
Well, thank you for so much for coming on our little tip spot with the Hot Gossing Tones.
I must say, I just am so excited to be here and I can't wait to... Did you guys already chat about the Oscars?
The only thing I have to say about the Oscars is everyone's shitting on Halle Berry's hair and I fucking love her hair and her whole look. I thought she looked sickening.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I am standing up for... This is a Halle Berry stan podcast now.
Okay.
It just is.
Do you want to see her in Chicago? Because she was wearing Catherine Zeta's little wig, right?
Oh, yeah.
She kind of had that Velma Kelly da 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 da.
Very that.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to ask you about your esteemed turn as a child predator in Fosse Verdon.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. I love that scene. I was like, I know her. I know that bitch.
Oh, that was fun. It was that was a good episode too. Yeah, that'll do it. Have enough like pasties shuck in your face, and then next thing you know, you're choreographing Rich Man's Frug, which I guess is like a TikTok meme now. Everyone's dancing to the Rich Man's Frug on TikTok.
Wow.
So something good came of this pandemic.
Well, check out Julie every week on Double Threat Podcast here on the Forever Dog Network. And you can follow her at Julie Klausner. And honestly, check out Difficult People, too. There's many, many wonderful episodes.
There's a very, very wonderful cameo by a very wonderful actor on the season finale. Ended up being the series finale. The end of episode. It's the last episode in season 3.
Nice.
And... That's all I'll say.
Thanks for not making me audition. I love you.
I love you so much. Have me on anytime. No notice. I'm available. I love you. I love this show. I can't wait to listen to this week's episode to see what you have to say about things and life. Thank you again for having me.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
See you next
time. Julie Klausner. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Oh, wow. Oh, is that an amphibious cave frog? It's glowing.
This is the moment where we go spelunking deep inside the DMs.
Is that peanut butter on the wall?
That means cave painting. Oh, it was Lady Bunny. She drew a picture of herself.
Oh, with feces. How lovely.
She did, yes. This is, if you don't know, this is the segment where you, the listeners, write us letters and we read them and then we give our pithy and witty responses.
I prefer
vim and vigor.
I prefer low pith in my pod. A little pith and pod.
She's a pith queen.
This first message comes from Bo. He says,
pith big.
I hate you so much. Damn. This first message comes from Bo. Bo says, hey, dolls and dip. Quick question. Do the dolls get given extra time to get ready for the final runway? Yes, the queens save their best looks for the last runway, but the hair and makeup always looks particularly more refined as well. Gottmik said her polka dot tutorial that it was the first time in the show that she really got to go in on her makeup like she normally would. I assume the producers would want the girls to wow the viewers on the final day, so it makes sense. I am a queen who aspires to be a UK season girl, and the getting ready time is what scares me the most, as I am a Kimora girl. Attached is a picture of me in drag and an artsy nude. Love always, bow.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and honey, I would tie a bow on it. Let me tell you.
Big. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Honey, I like a smoked oak.
It's a very artsy nude, and I didn't even notice that there was a giant throbbing dick in the corner of it. I just noticed the red, sort of the light that keeps the French fries warm at McDonald's at the top of the ceiling. So he's this in is some sort of dark room.
The red light special, and we're going to shed light on this special. I never made it to the final, so I couldn't tell you, but when we were painting and we needed more time, we would literally just tell the girls next to us, paint slower, because if we weren't ready, they couldn't make us go out on the runway. And then they'd come back in the room and act like it was some gift that they were giving us 15 more minutes.
Right.
What about your experiences in the finals?
Yeah, in those moments, you do sort of, within reason, you do sort of, you're grateful for the Alyssa Edwards and the, you know, and the Jiggly Calientes who are taking longer because they can't very well start the show if people aren't finished getting ready. So I think it's different from season to season, and the different casts have a different rapport with the PAs and with the production, and certain casts can say, no, we're not doing that. And like literally they band together and like shit happened. Like I get the feeling like with Raja's season, there was a lot of that. There was like, no, this is unacceptable and we're not doing this. And I think that happened with this season as well with certain things. I switched my makeup over from being a blue woman in full blue body paint to being the gold gown I got crowned in on All Starz. That was like 40 minutes.
Wow.
Full switch. So like, I think it would be nice that they added in some extra time. Like Mick saying that they were able to get really into it and take their time. Like, I like that. add more time into the schedule. Like, why? Who's going to be mad at drag queens looking sickening?
RuPaul.
No, I'm not going to be.
No, she'll be mad at more time in the schedule. She has a heart out, honey.
Give her a different call time. Bring the queens in an hour early or something and just, like, give them more time.
They can't because the crew is union now on Drag Race, so they have a turnaround and they have a set time that they get to go home. So if they wrap at 10, they aren't allowed back on set until at least 8 a.m. They need to have, their 8 to 10. Cast members, they can bring whenever they want because they're non-union as fuck, you know? They can say, get ready at your hotel, even though that takes 2 hours extra early, and then show up and drag the first day on set. They don't care. Yeah. But I do think that that the season 4 girls were also at the forefront of not taking any bullshit and standing up for themselves. Like, we refused to get in a van. We refused to go home. We yelled at them when they weren't feeding us. We made a PA cry in front of the producers. I was proudest of that because she called me William and Latrice La something and LaShawn La something also. We were definitely vocal about it.
Let's listen to the next message from Storm Chasers to Race Chasers. Well, hi there. I'm the delicious Miss Mandarin. Question. Will you be reviewing past seasons of Drag Race or All Stars in the near future? Preferably All Stars 2. I'd very much like Alaska to spill some tea on that amazing season. I listen to you guys every day while I garden. I love you both. You tickle me pink. Here's a picture of my husband and I for reference. We storm chase, and my husband Joey is a professional chaser / meteorologist if you're interested in severe weather.
/ chaser.
This is a beautiful picture. Terrifying, but beautiful. Someone is on bended knee in flip-flops proposing to another young person. And meanwhile, there is a Category 5 tornado about 20 yards behind them.
Bill Pullman's about to pull through the frame.
I mean, this is very... Y'all really watched Twister when you were children and really took it to a next level. I bet you tied yourselves to a pole in a tool shed after this and survived the storm.
What if all those Dorothy balls came down and bukkakeed them right on the face with all their weather data?
Right, okay, the Dorothy 2.
Too obscure.
The Dorothy 2. Dusty's coming around. Dusty is coming around with the Dorothy 2, and they're going to go to Aunt Eller's house.
What brought you to the film? Was it Helen Hunt?
Listen, I watched that film. It was a Mad About Me like Helen Hunt, so stunning. I watched that movie because it was the biggest movie of the day. It was the Titanic of its time.
Well, I have a question. Didn't we already review Drag Race All Stars?
One. This person doesn't seem to know that we go in order.
Wait, we also did four though, because we did those. We did those holographic looks, and I remember doing that in December, 2018.
Well, 4 was on TV live, so we reviewed it live while it was airing.
I was on, also
live from the El Portal Theater. Storm Chasers, we go kind of in order. I mean, typically, when it's the off-season... we go in order. So right now we're at season 6. So All Stars 2 will be coming soon. But when there's a current season on TV, we have to talk about it. We would be remiss not to. So it might be a while, but we're going to get to All Stars 2. I'm going to tell you all the scoop.
I can't wait for All Stars 2. That's going to be messy.
Why? I have nothing to say that I haven't already said. No, that's not true.
My favorite thing about All Stars 2 was when Detox came home And she said, she's like, yeah, it's either me or Alaska. And then I watched. First of all, it was either Alaska or Katya. And second of all, and then like I, the whole time that was happening, like I was thinking that they were going to try to disqualify you for something else. And then I was like, this bitch is coming for my gig. Like I was.
Listen, I had nothing to do.
I know,
with
but that doesn't mean like that they wouldn't still try to disqualify you. I had nothing to do with all that dicks were going in my mouth and my laptops that were disappearing, but like they still disqualified me.
They talked about they on that Bussy Queen video. Mm-hmm. He does put me in the same category as you as far as disqualification. I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a second. My things happened afterwards when an ex partner of mine released some like texts and things that we had spoken about after the fact. That was not, I was not disqualified from the show. I didn't break my NDA.
Didn't you?
This was someone else breaking my NDA for
but
me.
He got the information because you told him. So
speculatively.
Cause for no speculation. Proof.
Allegedly.
Allegedly and speculatively, and he was a fucking dick, and he got things wrong that he wasn't even right about his facts.
Listen, and, there's three ages for race chasers: babe, district attorney, and podcaster. And we're podcasters now. We don't have to go over the minute minutia.
And his like proof was like, I know Alaska intimately. Here's a picture of her with her makeup done by her niece. Like so weird. Like a very, very strange.
Strange.
But we'll talk about it more in 7 years when we get to All Stars. Stay tuned.
Next message comes from Hayden. It says, my dear Junkie Horse, there's an old YouTube video from Alaska's after show where she explains that she was using reusable little tacky blobs of glue on her nails. Is this still something she still does? And if so, where the fuck were they and where do I get them? Thanks, babe. Hayden from San Antonio.
Love San Antonio. Yes, this is a thing. Listen, they're not going to last you a night doing a show.
Photo shoot.
But yeah. For a photo shoot, like I did them on a Zoom thing I had to be in drag for recently. And they're great. They're called glue dots. So you can go online and you just search glue dots. They don't ruin your nails. They don't wreak havoc on your nail beds.
They're not trade designed approved.
Oh, yeah, don't do it, because you'll be leaving nails in the car, and then the girlfriend will get really, really suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is true.
But thank you for that. Informational wisdom question, Hayden.
I just scrolled ahead, and it reminded me of something. We got a thumb drive sent to us, and it was entitled Justice for Art Cock. And...
What? And
this person who wrote into us, he said, I wrote in once, but I didn't want to send pictures. So here's a thumb drive with like this sex tape of us fucking to Art Pop, him and this guy.
Which song?
This twink, this boy who looks, I do remember the boy sucking the dick, looked like he did drag because the eyebrow, and I was like, he does drags, obviously. And then the guy that was fucking him was just like, yeah, choke on daddy's big cock. And it was like, he was redheaded. Like, it was great. I would like to know more about the individual that sent this. I know he listens. The pictures he sent me were disgusting, and I'd love to see more.
See, that's the kind of emails we enjoy receiving. That's the kind of mysterious, high-strung emails that we enjoy receiving.
Honey, things that make me want to put on a glove before I touch my laptop again. That's what I want.
Nail glove.
So if you out there are Justice for Art Cock, please get in touch. We have a giveaway code for you.
Gift pack.
Yeah, you can pack it in.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this next final message comes from Tiago Peters. Weed smoker, shade thrower, and big dick. Wait, who's who?
Well, you're all three of those, honey.
All right. At the finale of season 13, keep spilling juice on yourself, bitch. At the finale of season 13, they asked Kimora what kind of tree she was, and I couldn't help but wonder. And I couldn't help but wonder if that was a drop-dead gorgeous reference that nobody got. In the movie, the judges ask the exact same question. The answers are pretty funny. I think Kimora should have channeled Amy Adams' character and answered, green. Now, Dipper, in the last pit stop, Trixie and Katya are told to keep it light by a producer that sounds just like you. Was that you? Do you work for WOW? As a third-time caller, here's my dick pic wearing my favorite shirt. Love from Brazil, Tiago Peters. Oi, amiga, Brazil!
I love Brazil. Look at this dick. The biggest dicks I've had are Brazilian men.
Brazil is so nice. Brazilian, so I'll say it twice.
Honey, I am constantly awed by Brazilian dick.
Rihanna, Ariana, Mariah, Celine.
Do you see, is there a little nail? You think she's got a little nail on?
On the thumb that's not touching the the dick?
The turgid, downward pointing member that's almost to the knee.
Ooh, I'm zooming in. No, I think it's just that it's a little oil reflecting because the member is so large it needs to be oiled, much like an orca in Transport.
Yeah, yeah, you got to keep it moist. Well, in answer to your question,
look at your fingers on the shirt. Scroll up and make it big, and then like look at the fingers. Your fingers look so. Look at your face. Oh,
because the shirt is rippled and it's really.
Is it the shirt?
Is it? I tell you, I did some fancy photoshopping on this little shirt right here. This is, of course, is the green shirt based off of the Newport cigarette ads. And I'm holding a gun, which for that reason, this shirt is out of commission and no longer in rotation. But if you look at it, I'm like trying to pinch the image on my screen like it's a phone, trying to zoom in. I photoshopped this into submission and I cut out the hand. I think the hand is from like a separate picture and I cut it out in like MS Paint. And I'm really proud of the photoshopping. Do you think it was a drop dead gorgeous reference?
Yes.
The tree thing? Yes.
In the same way that I gave the girl a zero when she didn't get the drop dead reference in your pageant. Remember the year before? I feel like I asked a question and she didn't get it. Or maybe it was at another pageant.
Was it this one?
Maybe it was.
I think I did a... Describe your favorite date.
Yeah, I think that was it. And I gave the girl zero.
Which was this week, April 25th.
Well, I think it was a non-judged question that we did the describe your favorite date.
Well, she didn't win.
Wow. Okay.
You need to get your references.
Hey, can we keep it light, please? Keep it light.
I wonder what they were talking about that they said to keep it light. I'm not allowed on the pit stop, so I don't watch it.
Girl, I don't know. Dipper, though, do you work for World of Wonder or Logo or VH1? Like, are you a producer on...
No, I work for Mom. This is my job.
My name is Dipper, and I produce...
She texted me today.
What does Chanel want?
My number for something. I don't know.
You need to block her, like we all have.
Stop. All right, let's wrap it up.
Oh, okay. We'll wrap it up now.
Keep it light.
Keep it light.
Keep it light.
Keep it light, ladies.
On its toes, twinkling.
No sipping liquid, ladies.
No flat footing. No down in the dumps. Keep it light. We would like to thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
And thanks to Julie Klausner for joining us for the
tip spot.
From pit stop to tip spot.
You can send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com and also include a pic so we know who we're talking to.
That's right, or a thumb drive. We always have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Today we posted a video where we listened to your feedback on the podcast. Maybe not all of you are rating 5 stars.
We'll also continue to release some of our Patreon content from 29. Ooh, that boss jock delay. We will continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. I just released one last week. So make sure you are subscribed to both my channel and Alaska's, and you hit that little bell icon so you'll know when new old videos are out.
That's right.
I just pleased myself with that.
Okay. New old videos. Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, at Mom Podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources we'd like you to check out, places to donate money in support of the BLM movement, and a link to AAPIP.org and the resource directory to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
That's right. Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy, and get that vax, mama. Gimme a vaccine appointment.
We will be back next week with more
vax hype. This pussy, sweetie.
Back to pussy. We'll be back next week. Pussy.
I'm an international star, honey. Oh, I'm an international star, darling. That's right. Si se puede.
When I'm on the pod. we're going to be back next week with more piping.
Steaming.
Boiling
hot
goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.